The topics we learned about today, the Gemara continues its discussion about the Amitraxin, the wall of one Amma width, which separated the Heichel from the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the first Beis HaMikdash, built by Shlomo HaMelech. In the second Beis HaMikdash, two curtains were hung, one at the outer edge of the Amma and one at the inner edge of the Amma, where the wall had been. The next Mishnah will continue the narrative of the Avodas Yom Kippurim, and will describe the actual entry of the Kohen Gadol into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the details of the special Avodas Sekretaries that he performed over there. Some of the key topics and concepts that I learned about in today's daf include Shemen HaMishcha. This is a special oil mixture prepared by Moshe Rabbeinu, which was mixed with four ingredients: Mardurer, Konei Baisim, Kinmin Besim, and Kida. This special oil was used to anoint all of the Kelim in the Mishkan, as well as the Mishkan itself, all of the Kehanim Gedolim, and all kings of Klal Yisrael and all the future generations. The Shemen HaMishcha, which had many miracles related to it, was hidden for posterity and will be used La'asalave Be'ez Hashem as well. Makli Shel Aron B'Tzentzenes HaMan. The flask which contained a sample of the man, the heavenly food with which Hashem sustained B'nai Yisrael in the Midbar, and the staff of Aron HaKohen, which sprouted flowers in the aftermath of the Machlikis with Kairach, along with the Aron HaKodesh, were hidden for posterity by Yeshayahu HaMelech towards the end of the era of Bayis Rishon. Argus Sheshulchan Pelishtim. In the time of Eli HaKohen, the Jews waged war against the Pelishtim, and they took the Aron into battle to help them be victorious. However, the Jews were not worthy, and the Aron was taken captive by the Pelishtim. The Pelishtim were then punished severely, and returned the Aron along with many gifts of appeasement. Among these gifts was an Argus, a special box, which became a permanent addition to the Aron HaKodesh. According to one opinion, the original Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote was kept in this Argus. This was also hidden for posterity.